This is a dictation for patient Desiree Wilson, D-E-S-I-R-A-E-W-I-L-S-O-N. Date of birth is 4/27/1995. Date of accident, 5/23/2025. Date of service, 5/23/2025. The patient apparently comes with a chief complaint that the whole body is hurting right now. Her neck is hurting, back is hurting, shoulders and knees are hurting. She also complains of some pain in the left wrist and both shoulders. Both knees, difficulty in walking, along with headaches. History of the automobile accident. The patient underwent an accident this morning at around 6:30 a.m. Today's date is 5/23/2025. She was a driver of a Chevy Caprice car at 10 miles an hour. She was traveling around Pembroke, P-E-M-B-R-O-K-E, and Southfield Service Drive in West Detroit. She was trying to make a right turn on the Pembroke from Service Drive Southfield, while the other car ran red light and rear-ended her car. The other car was Dodge Van at 5 to 10 miles an hour, possibly. She was wearing seatbelt, airbags deployed. Airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness, no hit and run accident. Police came to the scene. Ambulance came to the scene. Patient was taken to the hospital, Providence Hospital, where she was provided medications, pain shot. She has had an X-ray of the knee, which she was reported that ACL is broken. They were there for 3 hours. Leg brace and a hand brace was provided as well. The damage to the car is, that car is not total, but it was not drivable either. The bumper of the car, the trunk, broken, no damage to the windshield, glass, or anything inside, like a seat belt or steering wheel or the dashboard, armrest. None of them are. They're all intact. The glass was all okay. Injury, patient report that she hit her left wrist to the steering wheel very hard and her knees hit into the dashboard very hard. There was no injury to the chest, pelvic, or abdomen. And there was no fracture, laceration, or bleeding. History of the presenting illness is as follows. The patient reports that she is suffering from following issues. Number one, there is a headache, which is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and is unrelenting, ongoing. It is occupying the front and the back of the head, as well as right and left temple, and moderately severe, constant, and sensitive to the light. She reports that the additional symptom of TBI, patient only has dizziness, spots in the vision, and difficulty in smelling anything. Other than that, patient denies any vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, seizures. She denies any forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of concentration. She denies any incontinence or any loss of vision field, blood vision. She denies any taste problem or TMJ problem or any bleeding or any other issues in the head and neck. She has a moderate difficulty in walking. She can walk up to half a block. She can stand, but it is painful. Sitting is painful. She denies any weakness, lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, lethargy, fatigue, incontinence of bowel or urine. Denies any anxiety, depression, panic. Denies any sleep disturbance or subtle anesthesia. Regarding the pain, patient is suffering from a continuous pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back to the tune of 9 and 10. There is no radiation of pain is reported to the upper extremity or lower extremity at all. However, the patient does have some pain in both the shoulders, left wrist, and both knees. The pain in the left knee is extreme and she is unable to walk at all. All of these pains are described as throbbing, stabbing, cramping, heart burning, and aching. 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, ADLs are affected 10. The pain is worsened by standing, walking, driving, and bending, and improved by lying down. No X-rays, MRIs are reported except at the hospital. No other treatment is reported by the patient. As of yet, she hasn't had any chance to go anywhere. Regarding the please review the review system. Only bronchitis is positive. Depression is positive. Surgical history, allergies, family history, legal history, employment history, as well as the personal history come from the records. I believe the attorney is Russo's. Please review the chart for ADLs also, as well as for diagnosis. Plan of care comes from the template. Physical examination is like this. Blood pressure is 144 over 103, pulse is 73, pulse ox is 100, and the height is 5'2", weight is 118. 30-year-old African-American female of a good build nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. And does not appear to be in acute distress or shortness or other severe pain phases. Patient doesn't appear to be anxious or lethargic. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is limping while walking due to the pain in both the knees and gait is antalgic. Rest of the exam comes from the template, including neurological examination that is normal. Musculature examination reveals the following. There is a severe spasm of the quadratus lumborum bilaterally and a severe spasm of the paravertebral muscles of L1, L5 with several trigger points. 2 plus hypertonicity. Other than that, rest of the muscles appear to be normal. Musculoskeletal exam. Inspection palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness is present in L4, L5, L5S1, and the bilateral SI joint. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Cervical spine, forward flexion is 40. Extension is 50. Bilateral side flexion is 40 and bilateral rotation is 60. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40. Extension is 15. Bilateral side flexion 15. Bilateral rotation is 15. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found negative. Purling sign is positive. Lerma test is positive. Dissection test is positive. Proto-oral test was negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test is negative. And lump test is negative. In lumbar spine, straight leg raising test is positive at 20 degrees bilaterally. TLR is positive. Kemp is positive. The Brudzinski-Kernick test is negative. Bevinsky sign is negative. The Kemp test is negative. Breggart test is negative. Sorry, I apologize. Kemp test was positive, but Breggart test is negative. In the SI joint, bilateral SI joints are found tender with positive Gonsalin test and the Faber test, but with the positive iliac compression test, positive dissection test, and standing flexion test. Extremities examination is negative except for both the shoulders, left wrist, and both the knees. Their examination is described as follows. In the shoulder, right shoulder has a pain level around 6, left shoulder has a pain level around 9. The patient is able to move up to 120 degrees in abduction at the right shoulder. However, the left shoulder is only up to 90 degrees of active abduction and forward flexion, beyond which patient has severe pain. The motor power is 4/5 in the left shoulder, and left shoulder has a positive Hawking candidate test, empty beer can test, near test, speed test, positive anterior posterior apprehension test. On the right shoulder, the motor power appears normal, and there is a negative drop arm test, negative anterior posterior apprehension test, negative speed test, near test, or empty beer can test, negative Hawking candidate test. The examination of the right wrist and hand is completely normal. Tinel sign, Phelan sign is negative. No, grip is normal. However, on the left side, there is a tenderness of the wrist area, and the distally, the hand appears to be completely normal with no swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy. The tenderness is present in the volar aspect or flexural aspect of the wrist. Possibly there is a fracture of one of the articular bones of the wrist, but unknown until the X-ray report comes from the hospital. The Tinnitus and Felonsine is positive on the right. Sorry, I apologize. Tinnitus and Felonsine is positive on the left side of the wrist. Grip is slightly poor, and range of motions are normal. Circulation is intact. Regarding the knee examination, on both knees, there is a positive laxity of the knees bilaterally due to the medial collateral ligament being lax. And I was told that she has had some issues with the collateral ligaments previously before the accident. Other than that, there is a generalized tenderness of both the knees, especially the left knee is much more tender and swollen with the crepitations. And the collateral ligaments are loose on both sides, but not found tender. Valgus varus abnormality is absent. Anterior posterior drawer is negative. McMurray Steinman is negative. Pectoral apprehension was positive on the left knee. Diagnosis comes from the chart. Plan of care is from the chart. From the template, I mean. Treatment plan is described as follows. The patient is ordered a physical therapy to the affected areas of neck, mid-back, lower back, both knees, both shoulders, 3 times a week for traction, massage, aquatherapy, gait training. Patient is ordered a work disability, hospital replacement, and transportation. Medications are provided. Mobic, 15 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Elavil, 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder. Xanax, 1 milligram PRN for anxiety, Q12 hour, or panic. And Lyrica is provided for pain relief. Lunesta, 1 milligram for nighttime sleep. Medigesic is provided for headache relief. Lidocaine ointment is for topical pain relief. In addition, patient was given Norco prescription, 7.5 milligrams, 325 every 12 hours for 7 days, 14 tablets. An MRI of the cervical spine, lumbar spine, and left knee has been ordered without contrast to identify the additional issues. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records. We have requested release of the records from the hospital where the patient was seen in the morning at Providence Hospital. Interventional pain procedures. We recommend an injection of the Toradol right now for relief of pain, as well as injection intra-articular to the left knee. Relief further pain. Surgical options are none. Neuropsych none. Provision of attended care caseworker is none. DM is. Patient is provided with a back brace and a tense unit. She already has been provided with a knee brace and a wrist brace from the hospital. Education is yes. Follow-up visit in 15 days. Direct contact is yes. Thank you.